we open our meeting. I think it would be normally that at least we observe a moment of silence and prayer. Thank you. Amen. Morning, honorable members. My apology to be delaying you with the few minutes that I've taken. It's a challenge of the traffic and the weather outside there. But yes, I think in front of us we have the agenda in regard to the today's meeting. Wish it to the opening and welcome. I think you are welcomed in the meeting as normally. And I don't know, Chair Secretary, whether do you have any apologies?
Good morning, honourable members. The only apology that I received, it was from honourable Engelberg, or the other one, honourable Manipula, said she'll be running late. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Is there any, except the one that the Secretary has? I think in that note, can we permit honourable Manipula? Apology. Thank you. In that note, can we therefore, in our agenda here, there's no space for the adoption of the agenda. I think next time we must put that. And can we therefore adopt the agenda as it is and remove the adoption of the agenda? Honorable George.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I would just propose an extra additional point three on the agenda, and that is the functioning and mandate of the committee, please. I think if we can just discuss that, I have a few concerns and I would like the opinion of my fellow committee members. Thank you.
Corporate, today is an item forwarded by Honourable George, the functions and the mandate of the committee. Can I have a feeling of the House? Fine, we include the item as item three. Can we do? Can I therefore have? We have a contrary view, Honourable Timby.
Yes. I thought that we can add it in another meeting, not on this meeting, because of the time that we have for today.
Okay, I think. Okay, I will handle it, Honourable George. I think Honourable, I had a second that the item be included. Then Honourable Timby is proposed a contrary view. I think I will therefore have to rule to say let's include the item as it's being supported. If the time is not there, then it will be carried to the other meeting as normally to be institutional. Thank you. In that note, item number one, we have a move of the adoption of the agenda? Yes. Who moved the adoption? Can I have an adoption the mover? Honourable Mulakedi moves for the adoption. Seconda, Honourable Mtetwa, seconded. Therefore, we'll go directly to item number one, which is consideration and adoption of the Makudubeli petition report. Members, the chairperson has referred the Makudubeli petition to the committee for consideration. I think we do all have the page. We can go through page by page and perhaps we then after considering it, then we'll see when to will we deliberate on it. Eh? And have a recommendation for the yes. Yeah, can we go page by page? Page one. Page two. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. And then go page 9, honorable members, you have your observation, which will form part of our recommendation. I think I take so, yeah? Our observation, honorable members, will therefore generate the recommendation thereafter. Therefore, I think we should look at them carefully, considering the petition itself and the response from the broadcast, from the SABC, and the response from the South African police. We had the response from the South African police and the broadcasting agency and the public protector. So that is our observation. Honourable members, I think we will therefore, 7.2. After we have considered the observation, we can therefore give it to the House so that we coin recommendations thereof. Honourable George.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it sort of ties in with the additional point that I want to discuss later on, so I might bring some relief to Honourable Quimby and save you some time. My question with regards to this petition and the next one is the following. Do we have the jurisdiction to deal with all of these matters? Because there are boards that deal with matters relating to the SABC. There are places like IPED, there are places like the Public Protector, there are places like courts, and so on. I do not think that we as a committee can make a decision on something, and we've all said it at a previous stage as well. We can't make a decision on something if all other possible routes have not been exhausted already. We are supposed to, I don't even think that we're supposed to be a committee of final instance. I think that we are supposed to be acting as sort of an appeal committee to the petitions committees in the provinces. That should be our mandate. But at the very least, we can't hear anything or decide upon anything or give direction on anything on which the normal courses have not already been exhausted. In other words, if there's a problem that pertains to the SAPs, the right route would be to go to IFED. If there's a problem with the SABC, there's an ombuds board. So all of that needs to be explored first. My problem is this. We go through an entire hearing. It costs a lot of money. It has kept the petitioner waiting for us for literally months. I can remember we heard this but more than a year ago, if I'm correct. And in the end, we're going to say the same as we said in other petitions as well. We're sorry, but we recommend to IPED to investigate this, and we recommend to this to investigate that. Whereas in the first place, we should have a look at whether this falls in our jurisdiction. Refer the petitioner to those bodies and tell them, go and seek your relief there first, because those are the people with the power to give you that relief. So I don't think that in these instances we can make any other recommendation than to refer the petition to the correct bodies that are supposed to deal with these issues and then to request them to come back if they do not receive any pleasure from that. That would be my proposed recommendation. And then I would further recommend internally, and I've done it at the last petitions committee where I was at, for the committee to perhaps sit down and discuss how we are going to deal with trying to prevent this from happening with every single petition. Because it's not only frustrating our work, it's also frustrating the public out there, and that is the last thing I'm sure that any one of us wants. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable members, I think we are at liberty to deliberate. Our intention in the agenda is we are calling recommendation in terms of the petition that we are dealing with, and Honourable George is recommending. Actually, he is posing a question to us, seeking to at least zoom in actually what is our actual mandate as this committee, and also try to give us recommendation on dealing with some of these matters that we are tasked to deal with. Honourable Quimby, Honourable Tetwa, after Honourable Quimby. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think Honourable George is right, McKenna. But, you know, I think we're supposed to have a committee in the office of the chairperson, because we've been instructed by the chairperson to deal with this petition. Therefore, I think it's not the first time that we're talking about this, that we need to educate our people, or we need to talk with the office of the chairperson to discuss whether they must check whether this thing is supposed to be directed to us or not. Is it? Yes. But at the same time, I think in future, and we don't know where our guidelines, whether our guidelines said, we need to check our guidelines. But now this one we've already tested this thing, and we invited those people. Now we're at the end of the petition. For the future, I think for the future is quite right, and we can even write a letter to the chairperson of the institution that there must be a committee who can see whether this thing is supposed to be done by us or not. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I remember last time, even in our strategic plan, we also flagged the issue of a petition officer to directly deal with these issues on referral of the petitions. Yes, but Honourable Mtetwa, and then we'll follow.
Thank you, Chair. There is no doubt that, Chairperson, what the Honourable Member has said is a reality. You know, in the last our petition meetings here in the same room, we were discussing the issue with the petitioner. At the same time, the public protector was present, saying we still got an appeal board in the public protector. The matter should be appealed on the public protector. So we cannot deal with the issue that
overlaps.
It overlaps to another body, and they are waiting to take decision on the other side, and we are also taking decision on the other side, because we need to be the finance body to deal with the matter, or whatever matter that can come up. I think even on this issue, we need to make sure that whatever that we have discussed was never discussed with other parties and come up with some conclusion in the other areas. If there are no some conclusions in the other bodies, then it is difficult for us to say whatever recommendation, because we recommend, and we will recommend this side, and then the guy will go, if he's not happy about the recommendation this side, he will go back and appeal to that structure that was already dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you. I think this is a motion that is being supported by the committee on referrals of the petitions and the classification of the petition to the relevant structure, but we'll coin it correctly as one of the recommendations. Honorable Mulugedi, then there's something also that I wanted to raise. While we deliberate, let's also focus on the response given by the stakeholders, because this response, they will also give us the recommendation that we can call to the House in this regard. Because you may say we must refer this to the public protector, while the public protector has already responded on this regard. So, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I am obviously a little bit constrained by the fact that I'm relatively new in the committee. But as someone earlier on indicated, the matter is not coming up for the first time for discussion. I think in the last or two committees, committee meetings, the matter was actually also raised and we had a discussion around it. And my view as well is that indeed we can't be a committee that deals with everything that gets referred to it, you know. To say we delve deeper into the matter, we deal with it. It's not as if we should or we are expected necessarily, you know, to approach things in that particular fashion. I believe even without having someone at the level of the chairperson's office, even without that person, our secretariat here, you know, and support staff or officials should be able to look at the matter and make to say, yeah, this matter has been referred to your committee, to this committee, we have had a look at it, but it looks like this should be the way forward. They bring that to us as this committee, you know, and then we take the decision to say, no, okay, yes, this matter has been referred to us, but given 1, 2, 3, we can't go into it. Instead, we are referring it to this and that and that. And we go back to the House to say that matter that was referred to us by the chairperson and whatever, we have dealt with it in this particular fashion. You know? So I'm saying even without insisting on having a petitions officer or whatever in the chairperson's office, at our level, through officials, we should be able to do that speed work and then allow them to bring some recommendations to us to say, yes, this matter is of this nature. We believe the committee is within its mandate to actually go into this and deal with this, or it's not within its mandate. We believe it has to be referred to this and that and that. Coming back to this particular one in particular, you know, my understanding is if we are agreed, there's nothing wrong in actually including all these things, you know, that are being raised here to say this particular petition refers to 1, 2, 3, and we believe there are 1, 2, 3 bodies, you know, that can and are fully mandated in terms of the law to actually deal with all these complaints. And therefore, our resolution, our recommendation, is that the petitioner should be advised to approach those particular bodies. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying there's nothing wrong in us actually coming up with such a recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable George, before...
I'm just saying, I second that wholeheartedly.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Stock?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. My hand was up.
Before him, yeah, I noted you, but
yes,
sorry.
Bear
with us.
No, Honorable Munakeri is right. It's like he has actually preempted my mind, you know, about all the issues that he has raised. And then I'm also failing you like him, you know. That's why I'm saying it looks like you've actually failed me my mind. So the last thing, just partly what I wanted to raise, Honorable Chairperson, is that, you know, the Petitions Committee, I don't think we must reduce the committee to become, for a better of a lecker word, to a kangaroo court. We cannot. You know, I think it's the third meeting that I'm attending. And then I happen to have attended the last meeting where we had the commission, the petition about the NICE 9 or whatnot. And I was grappling to myself, asking myself, what is the mandate of the committee and what is it that we are supposed to do in actual fact, listening to all the deliberations in the committee. Now, in this instance, for the first time, I will be agreeing with my honourable colleague from another party, which I'm not going to mention in this stage. this is my statement. My honourable colleague from another side, but I agree with him in terms of the principle. Not everything that comes to us, and then more especially if a petitioner has not exhausted all other processes. Remember, we don't have the right to say we'll give you remedial action if we have not managed as a committee to look at what happened and which other legs of the state have been approached and what were the recommendations. So I agree wholeheartedly. Let us have an approach. If the petition comes, the secretariat or the management committee will have to deal with it, like in a manner where you are going to say, no, this one will take it to the committee. But this one, we don't have a mandate. We'll just respond back to them and all of that. I think it will assist us, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable. Not take on, Honorable Josh. Before perhaps you come in, let me first flag something. Honorable members, I do acknowledge the recommendation that you are giving us. We do acknowledge it. But currently, we have a petition that we did deal with it. And as I'm saying to you, I'm coming to you, Honorable Church. As I'm saying to you, there were some response that were given. Okay? So we need to close this petition. Of course, one of the recommendations is that what we are saying. But now, seeing that there are already some response, for example, the LPP, matters that were supposed to be dealt by the public protector. The public protector has submitted to and has recommendation that he singled out. That these are the recommendations that I'm giving it to the SAPEC, to the police, that they should do this thing. What is our take as this house in that regard? Thank you, Honorable George. Thank you.
Chairperson, I want to refer you to page 4 of this report.
Thank you.
Above point 2, there's a paragraph that starts with, while the petition stems from incidents that took place a number of years ago, in fact, as far back as 2006, Chairperson, that is 11 years ago, and the complaints were investigated by the OPP. The petitioner states that she submitted the petition and she is not satisfied with the recommended remedial action by the OPP and seeks the intervention of the NCOP in securing more satisfactory relief. Now, Chairperson, it's just as well I say, I am not happy with what the Constitutional Court says, so I approach you now to come and say something to me until I am satisfied. That is what it boils down to. It's the exact same principle. Now, you can tell the petitioner that these are the recommendations by the OPP. It's already been said to the petitioner. The petitioner doesn't want to hear that. Now, the recommendation that was formulated by my colleague from Limpopo is the one that I supported, and I think that is the only recommendation that we need, is to indicate to the petitioner that these would be the appropriate bodies to approach at this stage, and then to leave it to the petitioner to go to those bodies, because we cannot, within our jurisdiction, make any other recommendation. I would like to hear suggestions of other recommendations from my colleagues, but I think that it might be rather impossible to come up with any other recommendation than just the one, and it's the one that was formulated by our colleague from Limpopo. Refer the petitioner to the correct bodies, end of story. And that is, in my opinion, what I second it, as the only proposal or recommendation that we can have in this petition and in many cases in the next petition as well. Thank you.
Can we define the can we, in that note, can we therefore, we have, I think they have called the recommendation, can we define the referral bodies, the OPP and what? Can we define them, please? I need your wisdom. We are saying, yes, we must tell the petition that we're referring you back to these institutions. Can we define those institutions, please? It should be the house mandate. Thank you. No, really? Thank you. You are giving me a mandate which we must go and carry. Therefore, you must define for me. Because here, we have this institution, of course, but should we follow the same institutions that are here, or we have a different one? That is what I'm bringing to you. Thank you. Or you want to assist us legally? Yes, assist us, madam. Thank you.
Perhaps I can offer some guidance. Members will recall that this petition, the petitioner actually, she's the lady that stood outside Parliament for singing and with a placard for a number of months. And then I think the office of the chairperson approached her and then received a submission from her, and they qualified it as a petition. So we were literally told you have to consider this. And just getting back to what happens sometimes with petitioners, and I'll give you a case in point. Mr. Hampton, for example, when he submitted his petition, he never indicated. Because when we get a petition, sometimes we get a page. Why we have hearings is to get more information from a petitioner. So when petitions arrive, they're an advocate, they arrive in Advocate Pindela's office in terms of the rules of the NCOP. They must spend a day there. After that, it's because they keep the petitions, we only get them once they're referred to us. And then we request a copy when we need to consider it. It is ideally his responsibility because the rules say that once it qualifies as a petition, then it's supposed to be referred to the chairperson of the NCOP to then refer it to the committee. And sometimes what happens is we get a petition, but the petitioner has not disclosed that I've been to the public protector. It's only when we get to a hearing, like what happened with Mr. Mahampton, then local government said, no, but he referred the matter to us. The OPP, then it transpires that the OPP also has, considered some of the complaints. And so you're right, sometimes a petitioner is not satisfied, so they come to us. But just to provide guidance around Makhuduvela, the public protector made some, recommendations, offered some remedial action, speaking to the SABC, and she also said she would refer the cases involving theft to the civil secretariat, right, for police. So I think there's an appeals process in the public protector's office if you're not happy. And she could look into that as well, as in following the appeals process in the public protector's office. But like what Honorable Mteto said, we should be wary of making findings when the public protector, a Chapter 9 institution, has made findings as well. And in that way, we observe the principle of separation of powers, and we don't try and do what someone else has already done. So I think that, a possible recommendation could be that she takes up, the appeals process at the public, just like Mr. Hampton was advised in the previous, meeting by the Office of the Public Protector to follow, because all of his complaints, in fact, not even some, he referred to the Public Protector's Office. And he just, came to us, Office of the Public Protector was even looking into some of them. And one of the issues hadn't been resolved by local government. So that would be a recommendation, and to just request the Office of the Public Protector to refer those cases that she said she would refer to the Civil Secretariat for Police. And SAPS also committed here that they were willing to, to finalize those investigations that hadn't been closed, that she had complaints around.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry, I don't want to prolong this. I think the point has been made. So, with regards to things like the South African Broadcasting Corporation, there is a Broadcasting Complaints Commission, if I believe. With regards to police, there's IPED. But apart from that, Dr. Gonwe is absolutely right. We need to always be cautious of the principle of separation of powers as well. The other thing is also that we are not the only committee in Parliament that can deal with petitions. If you look at all these state departments, and they are not provincial departments, it's justice and international relations. Perhaps health is a bit more local. That can be dealt with on a provincial level through that petitions committee. But I mean, if we have to call in every single department and every minister, and one petition is going to turn into 20 different things, and we're still going to end up with not having the jurisdiction. So what I'm trying to say is, let's make that recommendation. We can be informed be assisted by our support staff with regards to what they would also, because Dr. Gonwe is qualified in the legal profession, she can make recommendations to us as well to help us come to the appropriate bodies that would be where we do not know. But then also, I think, we should seriously consider having a session outside of a committee meeting between the group of us to have a discussion as to what is it we can effectively deal with and what not. Sorry, I'm moving off the topic of the petition, but it stays very relevant to this petition, to the next petition, to last week's petition, the one before that, when we invited Premier Lucas and so on, to the committee, same thing. So I think we must plan a session where all of us can get together
and we can discuss and find out for ourselves, because if we don't understand what we can deal with and not, then we already in a bad position. Just to add to what Honorable Kimby said, and I think it came up just now, that the petitions have been referred to us, yes, so we have to deal with them. But it doesn't prescribe how we have to deal with them. So in other words, we can look at a petition before we even start with the hearing and say as the committee, when we understand what our mandate is, and send it back to the chairperson and say, we considered it, it doesn't fall within our jurisdiction, and we are sorry, we can't deal with it. That is dealing with the petition. You don't have to go through the process of a whole hearing. You can consider it as a committee, say, we don't have the jurisdiction, write a letter back to the chairperson and say, we've come to the conclusion that we don't have jurisdiction, and we recommend you refer them to A, B, C, and D. We can even fulfill that function. Then we would still be dealing with what comes back to us, because I understand from Honorable Kimby, and I agree, that it is a concern. If it gets referred to us, we need to deal with it. We can't just ignore it. Thank you.
So I think there's a progress on this one, WIP. And in that note, I think Honorable Kimby, I thought we had wanted to have a bite.
Yes,
just close it, because there is now recommendation on it, and there
are
departments identified, like your iPad and so on.
Thank you very much. I concur with my colleagues. But I think the next time, or if we can one day organize Advocate Pindela and our state law advisor to this, and they can give us the guideline, they must understand what our thinking. Because I don't want us, you know, something, other things are, people, they take it personal. If we can, they refer, the chairperson is signing things that do this thing, then we need to come together with his office, even if Advocate Pindela, to understand what our problem is in this petition. Thank you.
I think Honorable Gelok Shai, Honorable Marikana, and then Uzolandela, we've done it.
Yeah, indeed. We need some sort of a protocol, some framework, you know, which will guide us as to how we deal with matters as they come into the NCOP, step by step, you know, to say this is the first step, you know, the second step, and all those things. And as that protocol, or whatever you call it, gets developed, you always have to do it with the office of the chairperson, including with the NCOP secretary. So I'm saying maybe that should be one of the resolutions that we take, you know, that we need to have that developed, you know. Something that we can even take back to the NCOP for adoption, to say, as this committee, this is what we are recommending in terms of that particular protocol. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. You know, what Kimby has said, I wanted to raise it, but you took it from my mind, that we need to have a meeting with Advocate Pindela. But before we have that meeting, in our preparations for that meeting, we need to identify all the petitions that we have a problem with, and have details of those petitions, so that when we have that discussion, we say to him, you refer to us these petitions. When we started dealing with this petition, we discovered that these petitions are not supposed to deal with, because this petition is coming from the public protector or to other organizations. I wanted to second Honorable Kimby on that one and request our officials to do exactly that, so that you can have that meeting very soon before it is too late.
No, thank you, Honorable Members. I think we will also all acknowledge that during our strike plan, we raised the issue of the petitions officer, so that we are assisted in this challenge of classifying these petitions. But we're told that, as Dr. Conde is saying, that lies with the office of the chairperson to classify this in terms of the current condition. That when the petition comes, Pindela will take it, classify it, and then send it to the chair. So we as a committee, we don't have that jurisdiction to classify it. But yes, I think we should call a written memo to the
office of the chair to request to look at the matter fully of classification of the petitions. I just wanted to raise that, and also you must also acknowledge that the proposed session, internal session of ours, maybe it's a stipend or whatever, we do have a guideline document, guideline policy, which we developed, George. I think we must automatize ourselves with, because it gives us the direction and the mandate and our scope of work. I think that guideline document, Dr. Gwende, we should try to email it back to the members again, that we acclimatize ourselves with that. I think in that note, Honorable George, because I see implementation.
Chairperson, yes, thanks. The guideline is very important because we haven't been actually following it as strictly as we should. But just on that point, I don't think the guideline speaks as strictly to the mandate and the jurisdiction itself as it does to the functioning and the operation of the committee. I stand corrected, Dr. Gondwe. But I think that our jurisdiction itself should be, if it's not very clear in the guidelines, should be discussed very clearly and communicated amongst ourselves. I am still of the opinion that we should only be mandated to, or that we are only mandated to deal as a sort of appeal body to petitions committees from the provinces, and that we do not in fact have the mandate to deal with anything else. But that is something that we need to discuss. That is an idea that I have, an opinion that I have, but it's no use I have that opinion and someone else has a better idea. I think it is something that we still need to explore further. It's worthy to explore further. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, in that note, we have, I think in that note, we have concluded the petition of Mr. Makutubela. And we'll therefore, with the recommendation provided by the members, as recommended, we will therefore include them in your final, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I just want us to first, before we go to the other petition, just have a move of the adoption of the. Thank you.
Chairperson, can we read to the, because we not know
the recommendation. Thank you. Secretary, can you read for us the recommendation so that we adopt the, or can you assist Rahul, please? The members were speaking here. Yeah. Read what members were saying in terms of the recommendation, please,
okay.
Secretary.
Oh, can we help him or ask one of
maybe we'll assist him.
Yes, can we assist the members?
Maybe we'll assist
to re-put the recommendation as they take it from there.
No, I just wanted
to help.
I was going to assist if the chair can just do a summary.
Yeah.
Of the issues. I think it's fairly easy if you can just summarize what were the discussions of the meeting. And then the secretariat will take it from there and put more meat onto it.
Okay. Yeah,
it was then now to tell them on the spot, no, give us a summary, what. They might not have been ready also. But it will assist if we just do a summary, like Honorable Twim is asking, at least so that we know what is it that we are summarizing.
Okay.
I think the chair, you can lead us in that direction. Just summarize, you know. Just
okay.
Give us a...
No, thank you. I think in regard to your recommendations, we are referring the petition. We are referring the petition to the relevant bodies. The recommendation that were coined by the remainder recommendations that were coined by the public protector, we are affirming them. We are also referring issues of charges that were opened with the police, the cases of murders and so on, which charges were not investigated. We are referring them back to the iPad. And yes, we are further saying part of the recommendation that we must put is that the issue of I don't know how would you call it, but the issue of classification of the petitions as the committee, we feel strongly that this petty week, or you want to call it for me, George?
Chairperson, I don't think that the internal business of the petition should be included in the report. The only recommendation that I would recommend that we include would be the one that we refer the petitioner to these different appropriate bodies. But that we as a committee make that decision from amongst ourselves. We don't need to include our internal business in the report that goes out. Because then you're pretty much saying in the report to every petitioner that we wasted your time for 11 years.
So in actual fact, you're saying part of the internal recommendation should be our matters.
The internal recommendation should be an internal matter.
Okay. So we only have one recommendation on this.
Sorry, Chairperson, it does not only pertain to this one petition also. It pertains to every single petition. I think the next one is a similar case. Probably we're going to make the same recommendation for that petition as well. So I think with regards to the internal operations of the committee, because it pertains to all petitions, I don't think we need to include it in this specific one, but we need to keep it an internal point that we need to very urgently look at. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Honourable George. I think we are all in one page now. Are we all in one page?
Yeah,
that we refer the petition to the relevant bodies. And the internal recommendations that we were calling our own internal issues, we'll deal with them, like the referral issues, the issue with the Office of the Chairperson will be our own. You want to something?
Can I also suggest that where we affirm the findings or the remedial action of the public protector, we also ask her to look into the possibility of following the appeals process that the Office of the Public Protector has. Okay.
We are now saying additionally from the first COIN resolution, we are also affirming the public protector's remedial actions and also requesting him to look at the appeal process. That's it. Thank you. I think we have concluded the petition. Now the second item will be, as we have already, simply we have already said, no, then we must go to it formally because it's on our agenda. Your Africa skill. I think if we follow the deliberations as we started, we are not going to waste more time on it. It also speaks, I don't think we will waste more time on it because we had deliberations on it, honorable members, and we had response from the departments and so on. But the same scenario, the petitioner says, no, I'm not still doing it, and so on. So I think we need to follow the very same route. I don't know, but let me give it to the members and not mislead you. Thank you. Or can you go through page by page?
Yes.
I thought that we know all that. Yeah, we will go page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Page 12. page 13. Page 14. Thank you, honourable members. Any comment, any clarity seeking on the petition itself? If none, recommendations. Honourable George.
Chairperson, this is a similar case to the previous petition, as I've said.
Thank you. Honourable George is moving. This, as you see, the very same thing, of course, I don't know what are the members saying. Honourable members, do I have a mover, seconder?
Chairperson, what are we going to say in this one? What are we going to say? Can we address it properly?
Thank you.
Understand it.
I think our take. Oh, honourable.
No, Chair, sorry. My apologies for taking you just a little bit back. This is another petition. And then some of us, we never had the opportunity really to go to the petition. Maybe it will assist the meeting. Just in two lines, summarize it for us and give us an idea of what the petition is all about. I know we have been going through the pages, but just to summarize and say this is the petition like the secretariat was doing earlier on, so that we apply our mind, because I'm just worried to rush and say no, we'll agree on the same recommendations whilst we don't know what the petition is all about.
Thank
so
you.
I'm asking.
I think I will do that because I have my support team here, Honourable Gwede, who is doing content issues. We'll do the content on the petition. Thank you.
Honourable members, this was another petition that we were requested by the chairperson to consider. You will recall that you went to the Eden District for taking Parliament to the people. So it's one of the petitions that was referred to the committee following the visit to the Eden District. So the petition is from a group of students that are registered at this college called Africa Skills. It's a private TVET, although it receives funding from government. The petitioners make a number of allegations against the college, one being that the current principal of the college was dismissed from his previous employment. The college recruited students from Kuruman and promised to pay them a certain amount in terms of their stipend and never followed through on that promise. The college failed to pay some learners their full stipend in March 2015. The college management is constituted of only white people, and the learners also complain that they live in fear of being intimidated, and they've been interdicted from exercising their constitutional right to protest. When we had the hearings on the petition, we received submissions from the petitioners themselves, where they took us through some of the practices that were taking place at the college that they, deemed as unfair. And then we also heard from the college, and they responded to the various, allegations that were leveled in the petition against the college. And we also received submissions from the Department of Higher Education and Training. The Department of Higher Education and Training submitted that, in their view, with regards to compliance, the college, was complying in terms of, in terms of the requirements that it was expected to meet, as getting funding from the different CETAs. So they were happy with the compliance part, but what they were not happy with, and I think the Department of Higher Education pointed this out, that they were not happy with the staff complement, because indeed it was all white. And when they went on a site visit to the college, you know, they didn't have a chance to engage with all the students because there were also allegations of racism to determine whether, you know, they were experiencing some sort of racism from either the college management or, you know, employed educators. So I think one of the recommendations following the site visit from the Department of Higher Education was that they do something about the lily-white composition of their management. That is, I think, the thing that stood out. And then we also received submissions from the CETA. Like I said, the CETA was happy with the college, the way it was, you know, it was functioning. It felt that it was functioning in a legal way, in a proper way, although they couldn't answer to the allegations of racism. And then we heard from the police, from SAPS, and they took us through the various cases and that had been brought to the attention of the police, either by the management or by the learners. And yes, I think I've covered this yes. petition.
Thank you.
And so, just to give, and so I think at this stage we just want to come up with recommendations, or a recommendation. We realize that it is one of those petitions in which really we shouldn't have considered, but we were told, following, you know, the visit to Eden District, that we have to consider it. In fact, we were given a time frame at some point that we have to ensure that it's. I'm sure Honourable Timothy remembers it. And Love Nice now also emanated from that visit. And OPA, remember, O2 and Rave Payers Association regarding the airport, and this one as well.
Yeah. Thank you. And one of the outstanding issues, one of the issues that were raised with the CETA's responded was the payout, the stipends which they were crying off, that they were not getting and so on. And some they were getting, there were some differences which they wanted to carry on it. But yes, the CETA did try to clear that. Eh? So I don't know, members. So knew how do we recommend on it after the brief helicopter view. Honourable Judge?
Chairperson, we're not the Department of Education. That's as simple as that. We do not have the jurisdiction. Refer them to the correct body.
Comrade. Yeah, Honourable Members. No, I think what Honourable George is saying, of course, we need to refer them to the relevant bodies. But there's something that you must also take into consideration, petition, why we had this petition in Parliament. Of course, we're saying the petition came to us, we acknowledged after when we received it that it was not supposed to come to us because it was not exhausted there. So we are correct to say, let it go back and be exhausted there until they have there's bedlock there with the departments and other relevant structures, then they can come back to us. But that's what Honourable George is trying to say to us. I don't know. Honourable Members? Silence means we all work on them. Yeah.
Okay. The recommendation will read something like the Department of Higher Education is to address some of the, because really it wasn't established, it wasn't able to establish whether the students were experiencing racism. Because that was one of the, you know, one of the intentions of them having that site visit. And also, they recommended to the college that they have an employment equity plan in place. And they haven't gone back to check whether that, you know, plan is being effected by the college. So we could have to think that, you know, they could refer the issues to the Department of Higher Education or file a book, you know, those issues with the Department of Higher Education, and then we
select committee also.
And then, yes,
Dr. Gunn, if I may interrupt, I think simply referring it to the Department of Education, I'm sure there are people in the Department of Education with some form of an IQ. They will know how to deal with it, and they know how the Department of Education deals with matters. If they've already
gone and investigated and the Department of Education is satisfied, then there's not much that we can do about it. If the Department of Education feels that they still need to go and check on one or two things, then we can't stand in their way. But we can simply refer it to them and let the department deal with it in the way that the department normally deals with these kinds of issues.
Yeah, no, I think we are 5 over 5, Honorable George, and I think we must also emphasize the importance of them exhausting all the avenues before coming to us. I think that recommendation should also be flagged. I don't know, Honorable Members, do you permit us to also flag that? Thank you.
I just want to be sure as to how we are concluding and quelling the recommendation. Are we saying we are referring the matter to the Department of Higher Education, or we are referring the petitioner to the department? So, meaning that the petitioner should take the matter up with the department.
Yeah, no, you're correct. The question is...
Yeah, so right. I just want to be sure, what are we saying?
No, the question is very actually accurate. Refer the petitioner to the higher education, to higher education. That's what we're saying. We are referring the petition, not the petition, to the higher education, because someone must be following it up. There is something that affects the police on cases of assault, and you remember the cases on assault. And also,
but most of the cases, the prosecutor declined to prosecute. So
because there was
really
no evidence.
Yes.
There was no evidence. So are we fine, Honourable Members? Honourable Judge?
Chairperson, I think we have dealt with point number 3 that I added. I think we are pretty much on the same page with regards to that. I would just recommend that we come up as a committee with a date for us to sit together and just have a discussion, even if it's a working lunch at some stage, but that we have a discussion on what we can do and what we can't do. Thank you.
Thank you. Whip? There's a proposal for the committee to at least have inside session, indoor session for ourselves. I don't know maybe whether we may term it a strategic planning or session, whatever. But give it a name, whatever. But yeah, so as to discuss within ourselves on issues, because yes, there are issues, and acclimatizing ourselves with the guidelines, particularly.
I still think on the point that I raised it before when I was seconded with Kumbi, that because the problem that we have on this petition and the previous petitions is the petition that were referred by Advocate Pindela to us. So our officials need to come up with those petitions that we have a problem with, it was referred to us, and we called Pindela in our meeting or the strategic workshop, whatever, and we table the problem that we have and the issue that we have discussed today was added by Honourable Member. And then we come up with something that will never have a problem to us and the Office of the Secretary.
Thank you. I think we are all in one page. Therefore, we will move to that angle. I think we will therefore advise the committee members in terms of the date and so on prior to the planning. We'll check in terms of our programs, in terms of our day term program, what day can we fit in that session. Is that orderly, members?
And those guidelines, if they could be...
He will email them immediately.
Yeah, please.
He will email them immediately to you.
Both the executive undertaking one and the petition.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Members, for the progressive deliberation on these petitions. I believe we have done our justice on them. In that note, can I therefore... There is this item that Honourable George has moved that we must deal with, functions and the mandates of the committee. No, I think it was an item, comrade. Please, no. Sorry. Let me. It is an item adopted by the House, and the item is being adopted. We never went to it, although we dealt with it in the prior petitions. Now the House must direct me. Do we move this item to the following agenda, or we? Thank you. I think I will take this item to the. It will be part of the session. Chair. Thank you. The meeting in that note is what? Adjourned. Thank you.
Not so.